This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ranking the NFL's best running back rooms. Let me start at the top. Tell me, this is the room now, not just the one player.
Just okay? The room.
This is the room. Lions number one.
Yes.
That's Jahmyr Gibbs. That's Montgomery. That's Thunder Lightning.
Best 1-2 punch in the business.
Pretty damn good, right? Number two, Eagles, because of Saquon Barkley and whoever the hell's after him.
Yeah.
Right? Number three, Falcons. Bijan Robinson, the badass. Algier. I don't know who his backup is. Yeah, Algier. There you go. Yeah. Good pull. Yeah. Is he still there or did he move?
Mm-hmm.
He's there?
Still there.
All right. Ravens, Derrick Henry, and doesn't matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
Dolphins at five, I thought was high, but you go, well, when Achan's healthy and I got a blank on the other guy who's
Had Mostert. I know Mostert's off to greener pastures now. I don't know who's backing up. They drafted a running back.
Did they just draft one?
They drafted a running back, I believe, too.
I want my blank on that dude's name who's always there, always really, really good. Like every time he said, maybe it was Mostert. So, like, yeah, it's like a bunch of guys that averaged six a carry when healthy. So it was Jalen Wright, by the way.
Yeah, the running back out of Texas. Okay? Yeah.
Alexander Mattison and company. So maybe high for me for Miami, but point is, when healthy, that's fine. Mm-hmm. 49ers with McCaffrey, six, and all down the line. Guys at the top of the list, okay? Raiders 7, Colts 8, Bucks 9, Packers 10. None of those are crazy to me. But then you start going down and down the list, and I'm going, well, where's Washington? They're not 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, or 28. They're ranked 29th on this list, ahead of only the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Cowboys at the bottom of the NFL. Your first blush reaction is?
Warren Sharp is not a fan of one Brian Robinson Jr. That's my first thought. And I know a lot of you aren't fans of B-Rob either, and
that's
personally.
That's the summary, isn't it?
It's the summary. It's the book on this running back room. And I don't think it's fair to put the room at 29th, despite what you feel about Brian Robinson, who I will admit, at best, is an average NFL running back. I think he's got some above-average qualities, but for the most part, I can understand that he's been mostly pedestrian. Why that's been the case is another conversation. But when you think about the sum of the parts, Austin Eckler, when healthy last year, was damn good. Maybe not as much as a traditional runner, but in terms of catching the ball out of the backfield, it almost felt like, Danny, tell me if you agree, like the first guy never made him, you know, he always made the first guy miss, rather. And then you add Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, who all of the draft pundits out there, you know, gave Washington a ton of credit for selecting. It seems like that room has potential.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot and do the thing where I embarrass you or something like that. But how many touches did Austin Eckler have last year? Top of your head. What would you guess?
Is that receiving and catching?
Altogether.
I mean, receiving and running?
Yeah.
I think I'll say 60.
112.
Wow, which that was
less, yeah, but again, I'm not trying to blow you up, but it's less than half of what he had the year before, and it's a third of what he had the year before that. So you mentioned when healthy.
Yeah.
A, that's a big deal.
Correct.
B, you're not getting me to say anything bad about Austin Ekeler. I have screamed from the mountaintops. Austin Ekeler to me is the ultimate use case where I go, this is what I would do. I would find that guy as many times as possible, knowing that that position has a shorter shelf life. Like we talk about dog years in general, they're running back years. They the Derrick Henrys, the Adrian Petersons of the world are the exception rather than the rule. I would try to have more of Austin Ekeler, more pass catching, scat back, versatile.
Do it all.
Do a little bit more interior running than you think he can. He's been a touchdown machine over the years. Has had seasons of 13 rushing touchdowns, 12 rushing touchdowns there in L.A. But last year, 77 carries for 367 yards. I'm sorry, folks. This is no longer the Austin Ekeler you drafted third overall in fantasy. And I love the guy. And I want to give him more touches, but I know that I can't because of the health, because of the wear and tear, et cetera. The point here is they're going to turn around and hand it off 200 times on paper right now to Brian Robinson. That, to me, is such a mistake. It's such an own goal. He is a great power back and a great dude. To me, he's visionless. Like, doesn't see the lanes, doesn't have the requisite quicks to cut back, doesn't have the wiggle, doesn't have the burst that I want. Perfectly adequate catching the ball with a head full of steam, something that's placed well. You think of the long pass from he and Sam Howell in an improvised play a couple years ago. But I want to do different
than that.
They want this, clearly, by their actions. Now, maybe the wild card is Kroski Merritt, but you can't all of a sudden assign them a top 10 grade for a kid that played one college game last year.
One.
Not his fault. You know, whether it's his fault or not, I have no idea. I'm not getting eligibility stuff. The NCAA, you're doing great, sweetie. Anyway, point of the dude's story is,
yes.
First blush to me, that's a dose of reality. That's where that running back room is. They're better than Cleveland, who's got Jerome Ford as their number one back right now, probably. They're better than Kansas City. They're better than Dallas.
Can I admit something?
Please.
And whether this is right or not, as a radio host, I'm going to do it. I have a soft spot for Brian Robinson because of what he overcame season. I do, and I think we all do.
But let's establish that. Let's put that in a separate silo. It's unbelievable. He was shot in the knee. The football player who needs his knees was shot in one of those knees and played football and is awesome. Like, I want that dude with me in a bar fight. If I'm walking through a dark alley, I want that dude on my side. Like, he has a role on my team.
Just not on second and six.
Not on first and ten.
I mean, I feel you. So here's the thing for me with Brian Robinson. And I know fans have kind of said what you've said, Danny, the vision. He doesn't have it. You know, there are so many times where he's running up the back of offensive linemen instead of jump cutting or so on and so forth. I always go back to the way this running game fell off a cliff down the stretch. For the fall off to me was so drastic, so dramatic, that there's no way you can blame it just on Brian Robinson. That's where I'm at with it.
I don't think that's fair either. And you could see they addressed the offensive line is going to have four different starters in week one.
Yes.
No, that's not true. But different when you're in different positions, it's basically, you know,
Coleman and Biotis, your only guys coming back.
Because there's no Cosme
and Allegra
to start off. So you're basically moving somebody to right guard. Hopefully it's Wiley. So you're reshuffling multiple guys, and you've added Connerly, and you're moving Coleman, and you added Tunsil. So the point is, they think so too, to a degree. In fact, not even to a degree. They think that's the reason.
Because they didn't address the position.
They didn't address it.
And I know that on draft night, we were sitting here on day two and day three saying, is this going to be the day? Is this going to be the day? Did you see, you know, Bashal Tutin go off the board, a guy that a lot of people wanted here for VTech. I think B-Rob can do the job adequately enough for them to have the success they had last year. I think when you're in these, you know, goal-to-go situations, I think he can be beneficial. I also think this, Deebo Samuel is going to be a part of the running back equation. And I think that should factor into Warren Sharp's grade. It clearly didn't. But just to keep it to Robinson specifically, I want to see him behind a revamped offensive line. I want to see him behind this new group. The one thing I will say that kind of makes him look bad and the whole running back room look bad, I feel like, and this is from my experience playing high school and brief college football, when you are a defense playing against a rushing attack in which you have to account for the quarterback, the running back simply should be more impactful. And that's not just a B-Rob thing. That was an everybody thing last year, right? Like, people were getting giddy about, you know, C-Rod having good, you know, performances here and there. To me, I think the running back room as a whole underachieved last year. The reason why, I think, is a bunch of different reasons. But the one thing that I think is a critical flaw for them is, as dynamic as Jaden is, as impactful as Jaden is as a running quarterback, I don't think the running back room took advantage of that enough, so to speak.
So you said something a moment ago where you went, I want to see him behind this revamped offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You want to see the better guy, right?
I want to see the wiggle. I want to see the explosive. I want to see the scat back. I want to see the threat. Brian Robinson's long runs last year, think Tennessee Titans, mm-hmm. untouched. You, me, Ryan Clary, Darius, Wesley, who's almost 10 years old, they could have run. We could all could have run through that hole. And he did it. The yards are on his ledger. And the other is that weird play against the Giants, yes. where everyone kind of stopped and it was a big pile and it came out the other side and didn't score, but he went a long way. It's Alfred Morris-esque in that regard. And I like Alf a lot, but Alf was even better for that system with some of the cuts and getting upfield.
Now, yeah. He took advantage of it.
Well, he had the breakaway speed of an 18-wheeler with a full load. Yeah. It's not going to pass weigh-in, you know? But at least there's something. If this is basically looking at Eckler in a necessarily diminished role, then I think this rating is right on. Does that make sense? In other words, if you could basically tell me Austin Eckler will get 200 touches and he will not be injured, I'd go, this is wrong. That's stupid.
But you can't count on that.
Yeah, that's 12 a game where I'm throwing it to him four times. That's 40-some yards, right? Because he averaged 10 a pop.
Yeah.
He turns your little dump off, your little side screen, your little flip out, your little check down into a first down. Field position changes like that. Think of the Philadelphia game, the first one up there. After the opening kickoff, touchback, Eckler, first down, get a first down. Eckler, first down, get a first down. You're past midfield. Just like that. Two plays to Austin Eckler getting the football early and often. That's the thing he does. I can't count on him for more touches. In fact, I'm probably booking him for less, ultimately, given the career trajectory.
Honestly, and then when you think about the new additions that could potentially be taking touches away from him, I think you're spot on. B-Rob, to me, he provides this offense something that it, quite frankly, doesn't have. He is the machismo of this offense. He is the toughness, the physicality, the ruggedness of this group, and as finesse as they were last year, their ability to, you know, score 30 points in every given Sunday, I think you need to have and strike that delicate balance of being able to ground and pound it in the months of December and January when you got to.
Well, that's why he's on the team for me. That's why he would be on my roster. My counter to that is New Orleans. Tried to ground and pound a million times, and his longest run was actually a pass. They said it was backwards enough that it got to be a run also. They went first down, slam into the line of scrimmage for nothing. They did it 20 times. And we're sitting there going, they're going to lose this game because of it. And thank goodness that the dude dropped the two-point conversion. Otherwise, we're having a different season discussion. So my point in general is, yes, he's going to be on my roster. I'm not moving on from him or sending him into the Phantom Zone. It's a Superman reference. But B or two, what did I use numbers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Letters.
B.
B. Why isn't Chris Rodriguez that? Also, you don't think that guy's got a little pop?
I think he does. And by the way, you know, being out there for mandatory minicamp and then the voluntary OTAs, he's got a little bit more wiggle to him this time around. He looks a little bit slimmer. I know that's something behind the scenes that was talked about, you know, how he carried himself and as far as his body and being in shape. Like, that's something that I heard from a birdie was a part of the reason why, you know, they were reluctant to give him the opportunity. To your point, like, it's why B-Rob's on the team. It's the role that he plays. I just think he's more than that. I think in the right situation, with the right offensive line, with this quarterback, I think he can be more than that. I really do.
So here's my counter to that. I know we're going to run in circles a little bit, but you keep saying things that are sparking my debating. Yeah, I think a lot of people would be better with a better offensive line in front of them
for sure.
You know, and my point is, it's like you think of a quarterback where mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, he'd be better if the pocket was clean. Sometimes it's a dirty pocket, dude.
Deal with it.
Sometimes there's trash at your feet. Sometimes the blitz doesn't get picked up. You know, what are you going to do about it? The answer for Jaden Daniels is make magic happen and steal souls. For Brian Robinson, it's get tackled for one. Right? I understand. I'm not telling you that sure. every run play that he should have had 10 and got one. I'm mm-hmm. not saying there are probably a handful of those times that you guys all watch. When you watched, you remember, you're sitting there looking at your television, the way the camera is, and you're going, come back. Ugh. Yeah. Nothing. Just sort of churning into the backside of the right guard. Right? Or, oh, there's so much there. And just somehow the hole closes. Right? Yeah. That quickness, that burst isn't there, well blocked up or not. Now, he's going to fall forward. He's going to freight train you.
And I like that.
There is room for that. For all the fourth and ones, all the goal line type stuff. I want that dude in there thumping. All about it. Yes. I want to do better on first down. So to me, this running back ranking is right. Whether you want to put him 27th, 29th. We used to do this all the time with quarterback or mm-hmm. you know, various positional rankings or even you know, power rankings. People go, they're not 29th. They're more like 26th.
Does it really matter?
Throw your parade, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's my point here. You could tell me that they're better than at this point. I don't know. They're better than the Titans running back room. You could hammer me with that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
The point is they belong down here in the bottom six, bottom seven, bottom eight, whatever you want to call it. Right? I think that's appropriate. 800-636-1067. Our guy Warren Sharp as the Washington Football Gentlemen's running back room ranked 29th in the NFL ahead of only the Cowboys with Javonte Williams. The Chiefs was Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Again, they're doing Kareem Hunt again. The Broncos. And then Washington comes in at 29. Behind the Browns, mind you, who have Jerome Ford as their number one
Which
back.
Is ugly. I can't believe they're really doing that.
Not kind to the Washington 53.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.